everyone. This is Nancy Burkett, Career Development Coach for staff at UT Knoxville. As we celebrate the season and our new year, I like to think about hope for the future and what it means for me. In the context of your career at UT, I encourage you to embrace HOPE as an acronym. H for healthy, O for opportunity, P for positivity, and E for energy and engagement. If you have a spare moment during the holidays, maybe instead of or in addition to writing those New Year's resolutions, take a few minutes to reflect on where you are in your career and what your goals are for 2023. Starting with H for healthy, we mean, do you have a healthy balance at work? Does your role provide you with the opportunity to make a difference, have impact, use your favorite skills, and develop new ones? If you reflect about your accomplishments over the past year, do you feel good about what you've done? Are you continuing to grow and learn? If your reflection highlights some gaps between what you'd like to accomplish and what you've done up to this point, consider completing a career development plan for the new year in consultation with your supervisor. You can find a template on the UT Career Development site at hr.utk.edu. Your plan can be a great way to set goals for your continued development in the new year. O for opportunity means reflecting on what opportunity means for you. Are there opportunities in your current role to learn new skills, meet new colleagues, explore professional development training, webinars, and other ways to advance your skills and knowledge? One of the amazing benefits at working at a huge university like UT is the breadth of learning opportunities we all have access to, from UT courses to LinkedIn Learning and free webinars sponsored by our professional associations. Take some time to think about your professional development goals and needs in the new year and discuss this with your supervisor to find ways your department can offer their support. P for positivity means taking ownership of your career. So often we think about our careers as if they are defined by others, our supervisors, our instructors, even our families. In this season of reflection, I encourage you to leap into the new year empowered to realize you are in control of your career. Let's meet to talk about your goals. I'm glad to brainstorm ways for you to continue growing, learning, developing, and advancing at UT. You can schedule time for a coaching session through my website at hr.utk.edu, then select current employees and career development. You can also just email me at nburket2@utk.edu. And finally, E for energy and engagement means take some time as part of your reflection to keep an activity log. Perhaps just for a week, write your major activities during the day. Next to each, note two things about each activity. First, how's your engagement in the activity? Low, middle, high? And second, how is your energy level after completing that activity? Negative, just so-so, or positive? Highlight the activities in your log where both engagement and energy are high and positive. Some refer to these as flow activities, as time passes so quickly because you're highly engaged and energized. Reflect on how you can add more flow activities to your career and life. Thank you for listening. I'm here to support you in your career development, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Happy holidays and new year to you and yours.